Welcome to 4 Against 1 Parenting Tips and Tricks podcast, where I give firsthand experiences on raising kids, tips and tricks, and advice that might help you in raising your littles, whether you are one, two, or multi-parent household. Disclaimer, I am not a pediatrician, doctor, or psychologist. Please consult a professional if you have any major concerns regarding your child. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. All of my advice is to be taken at your own discretion. Welcome back to 4 Against 1 Parenting Tips and Tricks. I'm Trisha, your host. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about me. I have 4 kids and 3 daughters and a son, the son being the youngest. And I always was in awe about taking them out places, because I would see so many kids running around being crazy and screaming and hollering and crying because they don't want to leave, or they just don't really want to behave in the grocery store. And I never really had that problem. I'm not going to say I never had that problem, but it really wasn't a big problem. And I'm taking all 4 of my kids pretty close in age out to the grocery store or to the park, and I would get compliments on how well behaved they were. I don't know if I did anything significantly different. I just had rules in place because, like I said, there was 4 of them and they were against me. That was it. I had to be in charge. I had to be the leader of the pack. I called them my little ducklings because they were, you know, all different sizes, and we, you know, they would follow like little ducklings, and I gave them numbers. So they had to, you know, I'm like roll call, and they would go 1, 2, 3, 4. And I can only think of really one thing that I might have done differently. When I would take them out, let's say to the park, and, you know, letting them get all their energy out, I could just sit on a bench and just watch them. And I could, of course, I was always with the littlest ones because, you know, I don't want them to get hurt, but the other ones would run off. This is the ages that I had when they were toddlers and stuff. Let's say my oldest was 5. My second oldest would have been 4. And my other one would have been 2. And then the last one, he would have been just a brand new baby. They were born in 98, 2000, 2002, and 2005. You know, I was just popping them out left and right. My oldest 2 are only 15 months apart. And then my 3rd, she came about a year and a half later, something like that. I mean, they were all pretty close in age. And, well, I guess they still are. So I had to make sure that they were all pretty well behaved when we went out places or went to people's houses. And I'm not saying don't let them be kids. By all means, let them run amok. Let them be crazy, but they have to be nice and they have to share. I know there are parents out there that think your kids don't have to share because they're, you know, it's their stuff. And I don't disagree with that to an extent. You need to make sure your kid understands the value of sharing, because we don't want them to grow up to be narcissistic, mine, 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 I deserve this. You want them to be able to go, you know what, I have something that somebody else doesn't have, and I want to be able to give that to them. But don't let your kids give away toys either. That's a it just starts problems, because if you let your, let's say your little girl has a friend over and then she sends her friend home with her Barbie doll. One, where does it stop? Is it her old Barbie doll that she's had for 2 years? Or did you just buy her that thing and now she just gave away a brand new Barbie doll? And then cries about it, because she will probably in a day, I don't have my Barbie doll anymore. Or she goes over to her friend's house and is like, this is my Barbie doll. And that's this thing to fight about. So do not let your kids give away their toys to their friends. Have them donate their toys, have them pack it up and donate them, but not just handing toys out willy-nilly because they're trying to make friends. We don't buy our friends. We create our friends. We don't buy them. But going back to taking them out in public, the only thing I can really think of that I did was I put myself in the mind of a kid. And I said, okay, who else has a bunch of freaking kids around them all the time, yet can control them for the most part and make sure that there's an understanding? Who can freaking do that? A teacher. A teacher can. A kindergarten teacher can. Kindergarten teacher can take her 30 kids to the playground. And none of them are crying and screaming because they don't want to go inside. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm sure it does. But for the most part, she tells them it's time to go inside. Well, guess what? It's time to go inside. They all line up and then they go inside. I was like, okay, I can do that. It's like having a classroom with all these kids in my house. And it didn't matter if I had other people's kids, if my nieces and came over, it didn't matter. If my neighbor's kids came over, and I had a neighbor who had just as many kids as I did, she had 3 boys and a daughter, and they were all very similar in age. So they played well. That's 8 kids, people, 8. Can you imagine if you had 8 kids that you were trying to watch? And if you're a parent that has one and is like, God, this is hard. It is. It is hard just to have one. It's harder when it becomes 2. It's harder when it becomes 3. After about 3, it really doesn't matter how many kids you have at that point. As long as you have something established of how things work in your house or when they're around you, you're good. Like, it really doesn't matter at that point. I would have a ton of kids around me. And they would all pretty much follow suit. I'm not saying every day was a breeze, because it wasn't, but it definitely helps. So I said, okay, teachers can kind of wrangle these children in. I did that. I would take them to the park and say, okay, before we ever got out of the car, I established the rules. What is the rules, guys? What do we do? They would tell me what we would do, because then it makes them feel like they have control and say on how things work. And I'm like, okay, so when it's time to leave, what do we do? And they said, when we see you with your hand raised, then we go find the other ones and then we come to you. Okay, maybe they didn't say it quite so eloquently, but that's what they said. And I was like, that's right. And are we going to scream and cry if we have to go? No, we don't. And they knew that, because I would tell them, if you guys scream and cry when it's time to leave, we will not come back. And I meant it. And they knew that. Because if I did have an incident where they weren't listening, guess what we didn't do? We didn't go to the park for what to them felt like forever, but it was probably only like a month. Because you want to make it feel like it's going to be forever. And it's not a punishment. It's an understanding. This is what happens if you don't behave when we're out in public. And I would have a conversation with them wherever we went. Sometimes I'd even tell them where we were going. I would go over to my sister's house. I'm like, come on, guys, get in the car. Come on, get in the car. And they're like, okay, why? We're going somewhere. Where? Well, you'll find out. And then the whole time they're asking me, where are we going? I'm like, it's a surprise. Where are we going? It's a surprise. And I wouldn't tell them anything because they don't know what's happening. They're not going to want to fight me because maybe they're going to go get ice cream. Maybe we're going to the park. Maybe we're going to go have a really fun adventure. And their imaginations are going wild. But I tell them, we're going to have a good time. And when we get there, you're going to be behaved and you're going to be nice. And then the older ones, once they saw like which direction I was going, like if we were going to my sister's house, they're like, I know where we're going. We're going to Aunt Christina's. And I'm like, you're right. We are. Are we going to behave at Aunt Christina's? Yes. Are we going to jump on the furniture? No. Are we going to leave when I say it's time to leave? Yes. All these little things, you know, make a difference because you want to set some sort of established rules. I had parents looking at me like I was freaking nuts because I'm standing at the playground and I have my hand up in the air and I'm not saying a word. I'm not screaming at them, hey, it's time to go. They're like, oh, wow. If one of them came running over to me and they're like, what's up, mom? I was like, it's time to go. Go get your sister. Go get your brother. They would do it. And then they would come back. And none of them really ever complained. They might have been having a really good time. They might even ask for a few extra minutes. And then I would give it to them because they were doing what I asked them to do. They're still the same for today, you know, like they're all pretty much grown. You know, I've got a 22 year old living in Florida, and I got my 21 year old getting ready to go move out with her husband that he just got stationed somewhere. He's in the Air Force. My 18 year old just graduated high school, and so she's still living at home for now. And my 15-year-old, who is still in high school, like they are adults for the most part. I don't really have to do anything. It's probably one of the reasons why I'm making a podcast. Give me something to do. They all do their own laundry. I still make dinner for them, but I don't make breakfast for them anymore or clean up after them, really. Like they pretty much do it all. And I'm so happy about that because I'm not burning myself out at my young age trying to keep up with a 15-year-old or keep up with an 18-year-old because they can handle it. I know if I leave them in the house and the house caught fire, they could handle it. I don't have to worry about that. If I go on a trip for a week, they'll be fine. They can do it. They probably call me up asking me where this is or where that's at because, you know, they only go in the kitchen to make a sandwich or something or a bowl of cereal. But if they needed to cook dinner, they can totally cook dinner because I do that. I do make dinner for everybody. Whether they're home to eat it is a different story. But that's what happens when they become teenagers and adults. You got to let them go. You got to let them fly. You got to let them make their own mistakes. And I guess that's what today's podcast was about. Just, I was thinking about what stages of growth they've gone through and, you know, taking them to the park when they were little, and watching them behave so well, being in the grocery store and watching them behave. I would talk to them in the car. We're going in the grocery store. Are we going to touch things? No. And then if we're doing something or if we're in the grocery store and they're touching things and I'm like, hey, what did we say? Do we touch things? No. Okay, put your hand on the basket. And every kid would have their hand on the basket and they would walk in alongside me, not touching anything. They're holding on to the basket. But then I would give them little things to do. Hey, can you reach this for me? And as they got older, I'd send them away a little bit further. Hey, you two, go find cereal. I need one box of cereal. Go get me cereal. And then as they got a little older, it was like, hey, I need milk, but I need this milk. Or I need bread. Find me the cheapest bread. Look at all the prices and find me the cheapest bread. And they were always in little pairs. Now, if you're, you know, only have one child, that's fine. Send them down an aisle that you can still see or you're watching close by, but you're not, they're not like, oh, they're watching me. You can watch your kid without them seeing you watch them. Giving them independence strengthens them. It gives them confidence. My 21-year-old that's living at home, her husband didn't have that growing up. He didn't get taught how to become an adult. So, and I went over this, like he did the dishes and made a mess and, you know, cause he didn't know how to use a dishwasher, but he's in the military, right? He's in the Air Force and he got his first orders. And my 21-year-old, she has some mental illness and he told them about that. So they had to do special paperwork. His orders came back and they were like, oh, they were supposed to have a housing, but because he didn't do this paperwork he was supposed to do, they lost their housing. And they had to start a process all over again. Everything is tentative because he didn't listen when he was in his briefings on how to do something. He just waited around for somebody to tell him, this is, go do this. He needed instructions. And my daughter couldn't do anything because at the time she wasn't on his orders. Now that she is like, I'm taking care of this. And she's calling people. She's making arrangements because her husband did not know how to figure it out for himself. And, you know, military gives you all of the instructions on what to do. You have to pay attention. If you need to take notes, you can take notes. They have briefing classes for a reason. But she had to figure it out once she got put on his orders because she couldn't do anything before. And I like that my daughter can do that because my daughter doesn't need somebody to hold her hand. None of them do. Need somebody to hold their hand to figure out a problem. They go and find the solution. And that's what you should want your kids to do. Find the solution. All right, that's enough of me just jabbering on about kids today. Hope you enjoyed this podcast and share, like, subscribe. I'm on all of the platforms, not just Anchor. So, you know, tell your friends about me. You like me, you hate me. And it is what it is. And I will talk at you later.